come today to say farewell to Tom Stratton. And while that's a sad thing for a lot of us, it's also a good thing in that we have that hope of eternal life, that Tom's soul now rests in heaven. And for that, we can celebrate. So we begin this morning. We begin in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, in holy baptism, Tom was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all his sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." We sing our opening hymn, "Now the Light Has Gone Away." It's number 887 in the Maroon Hymnal. We continue with the collect of the day. The Lord be with you. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Tom and to all your servants who, having heard your call to follow our Lord Jesus Christ, have finished their life in faith and now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Old Testament reading today comes from the book of Job, the 19th chapter. Oh, that my words were written! Oh, that they were inscribed in a book! Oh, that with an iron pen and lead they were engraved in rock forever! For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. After my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. My heart faints within me. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Tom's favorite psalm was Psalm 23. I'm told he had it memorized and recited it many, many times so that he could be comforted by its words. And so we read those words today so that you might be comforted as well. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The second reading today comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of a trumpet. And the dead in Christ will rise first. And then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel today, according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. And Jesus opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you for my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. This is the gospel of the Lord. God has made us his living people, and through our baptism into Christ, living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. May be seated as we sing, I Was There to Hear Your Morning Cry. Those words will be projected on the screen.
Thank you.
Thomas Cole Stratton, age 89, passed away peacefully on June 30th, 2019, surrounded by his family. He was born September 14th, 1929, in Detroit, Michigan, to Cole and Phyllis Stevens Stratton. Thomas graduated from Wayne State University with a bachelor's in business administration. He had a lengthy career in newspaper business for four decades, last serving as the operations manager of the Albany Democrat Herald. He retired in 1991. He met his wife Priscilla Firth in Springfield, Illinois, and they were married December 27, 1958. They celebrated their 60th anniversary this past December. Tom was known for his great sense of humor, as well as his passion for travel, playing bridge, enjoying great movies, and for several volunteer activities in which he participated. He and Priscilla were volunteer Braille transcribers for the Lutheran Library for the Blind for over 10 years. Tom is survived by his wife Priscilla, children Shannon and husband Peter, Kim and husband Reuben, Terry and husband Steve, Tom and Ann, by nine grandchildren and three great-grandchildren. He's preceded in death by his siblings, Terry, Barbara, and Danny. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Tom will be remembered for many things, one of which was his sense of humor. Priscilla came home one day driving in the driveway and saw what appeared to be the legs of her cat sticking out from under the garage door. Thinking the garage door had accidentally been closed on the cat, she ran into the house, out to the garage, and flipped on the light. Much to her relief, it was not the cat. It was Tom who had positioned their daughter's stuffed goat under the garage door. On another occasion, the family went panning for gold in the California mountains. Unfortunately, when they arrived, the stream that they planned to use for panning gold had dried up perhaps years before, and so they returned home with nothing more than a sunburn. But when they got home, the neighbor saw them arrive and called them and immediately asked to come over and see all the gold that they had collected and panned up in the mountains. Thinking quickly, Tom said, "Well, just hang on for a little while. I want to wash the gold off so it's nice and shiny for you." And then he went out into the yard and picked up some rocks and pebbles and took them into the garage and quickly spray painted them gold. And when the paint dried, he called the neighbor and said, "Okay, come on over and look at our beautiful gold." When she arrived, Tom convinced her that those rocks were, in fact, now gold, and that Tom was certainly rich from the gold they had found. Not only did Tom have a good sense of humor, but among other things, he was a beloved father and son, a husband, a grandfather, a brother, an uncle, and a newspaper operations manager. But arching over all of those roles, over all of Tom's adult life, Tom was a Christian. Last week, Priscilla was paging through his Bible, and she noticed that he had underlined lots of passages, especially in the book of Psalms. And she came across one that is certainly appropriate for us here today. It comes from Psalm 116. "Precious is the in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, I am truly your servant. You have freed me from my chains." "Truly," Priscilla said to me, "Tom has been freed from his chains." One of those chains from which Tom suffered was dementia, and from that dementia he is now free. And like each and every one of us here, Tom was also imprisoned by the change of his sinful condition. In the book of Romans, St. Paul writes, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Downstairs on one of the display tables, there's a picture of Tom's adult confirmation class. That class would be the envy of any number of Lutheran pastors today. The reason is that I counted 24 adult confirmands in that picture, along with two pastors. You see, Tom has been a Christian for a very long time. And his love for God is evidenced by the work that he did. He did a lot of things here at church. He and Priscilla translated books into Braille for the Lutheran Library for the Blind. And so today I can say with confidence that I believe that Tom's soul now rests in heaven. And I believe that on the last day, Tom will get a new body. He'll have a mind that's clear and sharp. He'll have a body that will allow him to stand upright and walk without falling. And there's one other thing that I'm confident about today. I'm confident that Tom would want each one of you to be there with him as he spends eternity in heaven. He'd like to see you in your new body as well, a body that's free from all the frailties of this earthly body that you now inhabit. And he'd want you to know that there is only one way that you will get through those pearly gates. And that's through faith in Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior. He'd want you to know that that's how he got to heaven. I bet he would probably quote Ephesians chapter 2, where Paul writes, "For by grace have you been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is a gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Tom would be first to tell you that he didn't get to heaven by the good things that he did, because he did those because he loved God. One of those things that he did was to translate all those books into Braille. And you got to think of how many people benefited from that. And certainly God smiled on that. But when God looked into Tom's heart, he could see that Tom had faith. And that's what got him into heaven. Tom and Priscilla invited Ann and me over for coffee one summer evening a few years ago. And Tom and I had a good conversation about one particular Bible verse. Knowing that he underlined things in his Bible and that he carried on that conversation with me, Tom knew his Bible pretty well. He would tell you that he knew that his Redeemer lives. I'm confident that Tom's soul today resides in heaven. He was guided by the Holy Spirit, which was placed in him in his baptism. And he would like you to follow him. And the only way for you to follow Tom is to have that same faith in Christ Jesus as your Savior. And so today we mourn. But as we read in the gospel lesson, today we are also blessed. We are blessed because we knew Tom. Today we are blessed knowing that our faith gives us that confident hope of eternal salvation with God in heaven. And so today we don't say goodbye to Tom. Rather, we say, "We'll see you, Tom. We'll see you in heaven." Amen. Now may the peace that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. Continue with the prayers of the church. Please stand as you're able. We offer our petitions to God who answers prayer. O God and creator of life, we thank you for the earthly life of Tom Stratton. We give you thanks for his baptism and his faith in you. We especially thank you for the death and resurrection of your son that assures us and Tom now rests with you in heaven. Eternal God and Father, look upon this family who grieves at the death of their husband, father, grandfather, and great-grandfather. Remind them that all things work together for the good of those who love you. Help us all to recall with thanksgiving the many mercies shown to Tom, especially that you were adopted, that you adopted him as your child in holy baptism and kept him in the true faith and to the glories of heaven. Comfort them with your everlasting gospel. Lead us all by your Holy Spirit until you take us all and all your saints to that joyous, blessed reunion in heaven. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we all suffer the loss of Tom from our presence. Apply to our grieving hearts the salve of your precious promises that we may soon experience its healing power. Help us to mourn as those who have confident hope of eternal life. Wipe away the tears from our eyes that we may be able to see through the din of this world to the resurrection assured by your Son's glorious victory over death and the grave. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Taught by our Lord and trusting in his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now let your servant depart in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with a certain hope of resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those who we love who have died in faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. You may be seated as we sing the closing hymn, Beautiful Savior, number 537 in the Maroon Hymnal. close with a benediction. The Lord God Almighty is our Father.
He loves us and cares for us.
The Lord Jesus Christ is our Savior.
He has redeemed us.
The Lord, the Holy Spirit, is among us. The God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now may you all depart in peace, firm in the knowledge that your Redeemer lives. The peace of God be with you all.
Amen.
The family has asked that there be a time of remembrance, and so I will bring the mic over, and if someone has a few words they'd like to say about Tom, you're welcome to come forward and do that at this time. I've already said everything I'm going to say, so. Please come forward. We have a rule that you can't talk in this church without a microphone.
My name is John Buckner. Tom and I worked together for nearly 20 years when newspapers were more relevant to communities than they are today. Tom was a key player when the Democrat Herald retired typewriters for word processors and computers. It was an age in which those of us involved with the printed word had many memorable career moments.
Thank you all for coming. I'm really surprised that so many people are here that knew Tom and everything. So thank you so much. But I wanted to say one thing. You know, this poem inside here, The Clock of Life. One time we were really avid clock collectors, and we had a lot of clocks in our house and things like that. So Tom came across this poem, The Clock of Life. And this is probably about 40 years ago or something. And so he had somebody there at the Democrat Herald print this out in a little red form. But he added one sentence to the bottom there. He added, if your clock of life stops right now, would you be ready? And we sent that out in our Christmas cards. And some of you may remember getting a little red thing in your Christmas cards years ago. But That poem was always really important to him, and I came across one of the original cards that we'd sent out, so that's why we used that in his service, because we did like clocks, and that was just kind of an appropriate thing. So if nobody else has anything else to say, does anybody have anything else to say? I know some people have some funny things to share, but they didn't want to share them, so... you're invited to come downstairs and have lunch with us. I see Dick Grilled back there. So, hi, Dick. Hi, Dick. Dick's been in a home situation over in Corvallis here for the last couple of months, too. So it's nice to see him here. Thank you.
That concludes our service. I will escort the family out, and then Jim will come down and escort the rest of you out. So.